I recently had the good fortune to spend 3 weeks in Italy. Because of my wife's profession, not to mention her inclinations, opportunities to travel tend to come my way fairly often, and I try to take full advantage of them. If only the act of traveling by air were easier to bear. Anyone who flies these days knows how high prices, long lines, strict security measures, cramped seats, and poor food selections can make air travel something to endure rather than remotely enjoy. Which is why, when I fly internationally, I typically put on earphones and seek out whatever movies the airlines have to offer. Pulling into my own world, I attempt to tune out all the distractions and immerse myself in whatever fantasies the filmmakers are trying to weave. And often it works, but not always. On my most recent trip, during the leg of my itinerary that took me from Salt Lake City to Paris, I watched 3 movies back-to-back. They were, don't laugh, Assassin's Creed, XXX, Return of Xander Cage, and Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Since I was headed to Rome, I might have been better off watching films by Fellini, Antonioni, or Rossellini, but they weren't available. Besides, I wasn't in the mood for anything serious. I simply wanted to escape, and I figured these movies, which I had declined to see in the theater, were my best alternatives. But oh, gentle listener, was I wrong. Assassin's Creed, which stars the talented Michael Fassbender, is based on a popular video game. And while the CGI effects in most of today's films are impressive to a degree that would have seemed impossible just 10 years ago, the screenplays they are applied to have not kept up. And that's being kind. In Assassin's Creed, Fassbender plays a murderer who, after apparently being executed, is brought back to consciousness by a mysterious group, among whose members are characters played by Oscar-winning actors Jeremy Irons and Marianne Cotillard. Seems Fassbender's character has genetic links to a 15th-century assassin whose knowledge can lead the mystery group to something called the Apple, which supposedly holds the genetic code for free will, or something. I could make no sense of what was happening whatsoever. Furthermore, I just didn't care. So next up, XXX, Return of Xander Cage. Vin Diesel reprises his role as a super-talented intelligence, I use that term advisedly, operative. Having faked his death, X is recruited, albeit reluctantly, to find something called the Pandora's Box, a device that can turn any satellite revolving Earth into basically a guided missile. Defying most laws of basic physics, X and his pals triumph, of course, and X, most improbably of all, ends up lip-locking with the movie's obligatory eye candy. As for my third film, J.K. Rowling's Fantastic Beasts, well, it stars another Oscar winner, Eddie Redmayne, and a bunch of CGI-created creatures. And my verdict? Irony. It's a movie about magic that is decidedly unmagical. So, I know, I could have chosen better, and next time I will. It's titled Ambien. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Dan Webster.